Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're laser-focused on a pivotal legal case, one we think is particularly relevant for you future legal minds out there.
Exactly. We're diving deep into Carlstrom v. City of Columbus. It's a Sixth Circuit decision from 1998, but honestly, it still shapes how we think about government transparency versus, well, individual safety.
Yeah, think of this as your audio guide to really understanding this ruling.
And at its core, Carlstrom presents this really compelling tension, doesn't it?
It really does. You've got the public's expectation of open government, you know, seeing what the city's up to on one side.
Right. And on the other, the fundamental right of individuals to personal security. And this is especially true for people in high-risk jobs.
Like the undercover police officers in this case. They were investigating a pretty dangerous gang, the Short North Posse. Their work led to a whole bunch of arrests.
And the flashpoint, the critical issue, was what happened after those arrests. The city, pointing to public records laws, released the personal info of these undercover officers.
And not just work numbers or something benign.
No, absolutely not. We're talking deeply sensitive information.
Things like home addresses, phone numbers for their families, even social security numbers. I mean, the kind of data that could put them and their loved ones in real danger.
Especially considering the violent nature of the gang they just put away.
Precisely. So you immediately see the conflict, right?
Mm.
Open records, vital for accountability, slammed right up against the very real danger these officers now faced. Danger arguably amplified by the city's actions.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal in this deep dive is really to dissect the core legal principles that came out of Carlstrom. We want to understand the court's reasoning.
And explore what it means for that ongoing balancing act. You know, transparency versus safety, especially within the context of constitutional rights and legal duties.
Okay, maybe we should first touch on the specific circumstances. It wasn't just routine police work these officers were doing.
Not at all. Melissa Carlstrom, Thomas Colo, Gary Householder, they were deep undercover investigating the Short North Posse in Columbus, Ohio, a violent gang.
And it was a major operation, right? Resulted in prosecuting, what, over 40 people?
That's right. So their undercover work, just by its nature, exposed them to significant risks.
And there's another critical detail here. Weren't they reportedly assured their personal details would be kept confidential?
Yes, that's a crucial point. They were apparently told by the city that their info would be protected because of the dangers involved. That promise, or alleged promise, became really significant later on.
You can imagine the sense of betrayal then. So after the convictions, the city of Columbus cites Ohio's Public Records Act.
And decides to give the defense counsel, the lawyers for the gang members, access to parts of the officers' personnel files and pre-employment files, too.
And the scope of this release, it wasn't narrow, was it?
Far from it. We're talking private addresses, phone numbers, names and details of spouses, parents, children.
Wow.
Bank information, social security numbers, even answers from polygraph tests about personal habits, drug use, plus copies of their driver's licenses, photos, addresses, everything.
It's just, you could feel the vulnerability, knowing that information might end up with the very people they helped convict.
And the lawsuit did allege that the info was shared with gang members by their lawyers.
So the big legal question became, did the city's actions violate the officers' constitutional rights?
That's the heart of it. The officers argued that releasing this data infringed on their 14th Amendment rights, specifically their rights to privacy and personal security.
This brings in substantive due process, right?
Exactly. Substantive due process under the 14th Amendment. That's the key concept here.
Okay, so lay it out for us. What were the main legal questions the Sixth Circuit had to tackle?
Well, there were really two primary questions. First, did these officers actually have a constitutionally protected privacy interest in that sensitive personal info in their files?
Okay.
And second, if they did have that interest, did the city's decision to release it violate their substantive due process rights under the 14th Amendment?
And it's important, like you said, that we're talking substantive due process here.
Right. Not procedural due process, which is about fair procedures. Substantive is about whether the government action itself infringes on a fundamental right.
So the argument wasn't, did the city follow the right steps? It was, did releasing this specific information violate a core right?
Precisely that. Does the constitutional right to privacy protect against government actions that, you know, seriously increase the risk to someone's life and safety?
Okay, the suspense is building. What did the Sixth Circuit ultimately decide?
They sided with the officers, big reversal. They concluded, yes, the officers did have a constitutionally protected privacy interest in their personal information. And crucially, the city's disclosure, given the known threat from the Short North Posse, did violate their substantive due process rights. So they overturned the district court's earlier dismissal.
Okay, so walk us through the Kurtz reasoning. How did they get there?
Well, the court grounded its decision in the idea of a fundamental liberty interest in personal security and bodily integrity. They basically said when the government releases private info, that puts people at a substantial risk of serious harm.
That action itself infringes on these fundamental 14th Amendment rights.
Exactly. The potential for harm wasn't just theoretical.
Right. That documented threat seemed key.
Absolutely critical. The court kept pointing to the proven violence of the gang and the very real chance of retaliation against the officers who put them away. They saw it as a direct, foreseeable danger created by the city.
So how did they square that with the city's duty under the public records laws? That's the balancing act, isn't it?
It is. And this is where the legal standard of strict scrutiny comes in. Because a fundamental right was involved, the court applied this really high bar.
Strict scrutiny. Okay, break that down for us in this context.
It means the city had to show two things. One, that releasing the info served a compelling government interest, something really essential. And two, that the release was narrowly tailored to achieve that interest.
And that high standard reflects just how important the court viewed the right to personal security here.
Precisely. The court essentially said, yes, public records laws are important, but protecting someone from a substantial risk of violence created by the state, that's fundamental.
So what was the city's compelling interest argument?
They argued it was complying with Ohio's Public Records Act, promoting transparency. The court acknowledged transparency is important generally, but they weren't convinced it rose to a compelling level here when weighed against the officer's safety in this specific high-risk situation. It didn't outweigh that fundamental right.
Okay, so they failed the first part. What about narrowly tailored?
They failed that too. Narrowly tailored means using the least restrictive method possible. The court looked at the city just dumping the entire relevant parts of the files.
Without trying to redact the most sensitive stuff, like family details or social security numbers.
Exactly. Or even just warning the officers beforehand. The court basically said this wasn't tailored at all. It was way too broad. Why release everything? It unnecessarily put the officers in danger.
That makes sense. So the city didn't meet either requirement of the strict scrutiny test.
That's precisely the Sixth Circuit's conclusion. They upheld the importance of open records laws in principle, but said in this specific kind of extreme context, the way the city disclosed the information created an unacceptable risk.
A risk that outweighed the general interest in transparency.
Right. As Judge Moore wrote in the opinion, and it's a powerful line, the city created a very real threat to the officers' personal security and possibly their lives.
Wow. That quote really hits home. They weren't mincing words.
No, they recognized a tangible danger directly caused by the city's actions. For people working undercover in dangerous jobs, privacy isn't just, you know, a preference.
It's tied directly to their safety.
Fundamentally linked to protecting themselves and their families.
So wrapping up the case itself, what was the final outcome? What did the court order?
The Sixth Circuit reversed the lower court and sent the case back down with instructions. They ordered injunctive relief.
Meaning
the city had to give officers advance notice before releasing their personal info in the future. This gives officers a chance to object or seek protection.
Okay, that's practical.
And they also held the city liable for damages under Section 1983. That acknowledges the constitutional violation and allows the officers to seek compensation for the harm.
So Kullstrom really did set a significant legal precedent then.
Oh, absolutely. A crucial one for balancing public access with individual safety, especially for public employees in dangerous roles. It clarified the scope of 14th Amendment privacy protections in these high-risk situations.
And for our listeners, the law students tuning in, what's the really core takeaway from Kullstrom?
I think Kullstrom is a fantastic example of how courts grapple with competing fundamental interests. It shows the rigor of applying strict scrutiny.
And the limits on transparency.
Exactly. It highlights that the government's duty to disclose isn't absolute, particularly when disclosure foreseeably puts people in serious danger. And it's a reminder that constitutional rights definitely apply to those serving the public, often in very hazardous ways.
It forces you to think hard about where those lines should be drawn when safety is truly on the line. Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, we've seen the court weigh open records against personal security. And in this specific high-risk case, safety won out. The core holding is clear. Releasing private info that creates a substantial risk of harm can violate substantive due process under the 14th Amendment, especially for people like undercover cops.
And that balancing act, it's still incredibly relevant. It's an evolving area of law with implications way beyond just physical files.
Indeed. Which brings us to a final thought for everyone listening. Consider how Kallstrom's principles developed around physical files, remember, might apply today in our digital world.
Right. Think about a massive data breach.
Yeah, imagine a hack exposes personal data of law enforcement personnel online. Maybe far wider exposure than in Kallstrom. How would a court look at that through the Kallstrom lens?
What are the similarities? What are the key differences? Does the method of exposure matter? Does the scale matter?
It's complex. No easy answers.
Yeah.
But definitely something worth pondering as you continue your legal studies, especially in this digital age.